Good day. This is Paige Estrotori for the Financial Services Online Daily Financial Services News Wrap. It's Monday, September 22nd, 2025, and here are the top stories making headlines today, focused on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management across Australia. Leading the bulletins is the issuing of Australia's first national climate risk assessment and a national adaptation plan. The reports signal increasing challenges faced by the insurance sector due to worsening climate impacts. Growing risks from natural disasters, such as floods, fires, and cyclones, coupled with rising sea levels, could possibly affect millions of Australians, inflating insurance costs and leading to underinsurance. In response, the Australian government is committing further support to the cyclone reinsurance pool and plans to invest $1 billion in the Disaster Ready Fund for community resilience and mitigation strategies. Now let's talk about financial advising. A report from Russell Investments reveals that the majority of clients, both existing and prospective, identify gaining control over finances as a crucial benefit of financial advice. However, only about half of the advisors recognize this emotional aspect. It's akin to the role of a personal trainer, as observed by Natalia Smith from True Wealth. Advisors should tailor their strategies to match the financial personality of clients, motivating them to stick to their plans while addressing any inherent biases and respecting their need for control over finances. In related financial advice news, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has introduced a new legislation consolidating three previous instruments focusing on financial advice. The Financial Advice Association Australia supports the legislation, but they stress the need for improved consumer education on distinguishing between general and personalized advice. Simplified verbal warnings will still be allowed, but clarity and comprehension of advice types is a priority. Finally, the Reserve Bank's Assistant Governor, Sarah Hunter, confirmed the sustained rise in the cost of living in Australia. Bread, milk, petrol, and such essentials remain high-priced. The silver lining in this economic environment is that wages are growing faster than prices, thanks to government tax cuts and interest rate reductions. But the pinch of high prices remain, especially for new homeowners and retirees. Predictions suggest stable interest rates in the near future, with the possibility of a rate cut in November as Australians adjust to these enduring economic changes. And that's it for today's roundup. For more on these stories, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the news you need, helping you navigate your financial landscape.